at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts Sunday will be cold, with wind chill values as low as negative 2, and regular temperatures just with a high of 31. Sunday night, there should be a low around 21, and then Monday, the snow melts with mostly sunny skies and a high of 49, low around 33 Monday night. Tuesday, isolated showers are possible after 1 p.m. with cloudy skies, a high of 50 and a low around 30. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears. You have tuned into WGXC during our sustaining pledge drive. We are trying to sustain community radio in the area at on 90.7 FM, making it the one local spot on the dial, the one sliver of the frequencies that's available to the public, where young and old can have a voice on the air and do their own radio show. We're asking for your help. Go to WGXC.org/donate during the WGXC Sustaining Supporter Pledge Drive and become a sustaining supporter. For just 17 cents a day, you can make a difference in your community, keep the local news on the air, keep the media one place where all kinds of people can have a greater discussion about local events. You can hear different points of view and from other tribes at 90.7 FM. Please consider making your sustainable support today at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining supporter today. We've got big news during this WGXC Sustaining Supporter Pledge Drive this March at WGXC 90.7 FM. It's time again where we ask for your sustaining support to make WGXC a permanent part of the local media landscape so that the local news keeps coming your way, so that local teenagers keep to have talk shows that you get to listen to and find out what the next generation has to say. And you also hear senior citizens telling you about their stories, and you get to hear all sorts of music and more from around the world and around the corner. WGXC.org, and go to WGXC.org/donate to become a sustaining supporter today during this pledge drive. But the big news is that WGXC is becoming more sustainable as we ask for your sustaining support. We are going solar this week. We're flipping the switch, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station. We're also flipping the switch on the WGXC app in the App Store. The Mac or Apple version of the WGXC app has been available for years for you to listen to the station, for you to listen to the archives of the station, and for you to broadcast your own programs and own local events. Now it's going to be available too for Android users. That's right, the WGXC app is free in the App Store starting this week for Apple users and for Android users. And WGXC is going solar this week, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots. WGXC is constantly trying to give to the community by providing a soapbox, a framework, a place where local discussions can be had. We broadcast local community meetings, town hall meetings. All sorts of local events are live on the radio and reported on the radio and discussed on the radio by local people with a different point of view on events. If you like the non-corporate media version of local radio, then please consider becoming a sustaining supporter today at WGXC. WGXC.org/donate. That's the place to go to become a sustaining supporter and make sure that 90.7 FM is always a frequency available to the people.
I was just going to lie down for 5 minutes, take a little nap.
Yeah, a regular Rip Van Winkle.
Who?
Another guy who took a little nap, woke up, and didn't know where he was.
This is Otis M. Carson. I'm from NYC, and you're listening to WGXC Acra Hudson Catskill.
The WGXC Sustainable Pledge Drive continues on Monday, March 14th. We're asking you to go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustainable supporter of the community radio in the Upper Hudson Valley, a place that gives all sorts of folks from all walks of life and all ages a platform for what they want to say, what they want to play on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. On Monday, tune in the Afrosonic Taxi at 10 a.m. with Joseph Kamga, Brigith Engelberts, and Fela Kuti among the featured artists. At 11 a.m., Brendan Donegan is playing favorites live from the WGXC Hudson Studio in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church. He's got an Aretha Franklin special coming your way. The Deep Three show is on after the local news at noon with works from Finesse, Earl Fjord, Jerome Poirier, and others. At 7 p.m., it's time for the Law and Disorder show. And then at 8 p.m., Rob Van Erv has a special Everything All the Time Ukrainian and Russian music broadcast on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. Acra, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Georgia, and I am also from Hudson.
Hi, I'm Jada, and I live near Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, bookish things.
And we're often joined by our friends Mashuda and Fatia. It looks like they're not going to make it today, but we're glad we're here to talk about some books because that's pretty fun. And I'm very curious what everyone's going to talk about because we didn't pregame. So I have no idea what you all are going to talk about. The suspense is killing me. So before we dive in to talk about books, I just want to note to all of our listeners that we are in the WGXC Pledge Drive. We're raising funds to keep WGXC on the air. We do these pledge drives a couple times a year, and one of the things that we rely on the most is sustaining support for the radio station through our sustaining donors who give a set amount every month to the radio station that we can count on throughout the year to provide support to WGXC. And we're inviting listeners out there and encouraging listeners out there to become a sustaining supporter of WGXC. Or if you are a sustaining supporter, consider upping your contribution a little bit so that we can help keep really wonderful, eclectic radio on the airwaves. And shows like Bound by Books can keep on going. So if you are out there listening and you feel so inclined to make a donation, please go to wgxc.org/donate and become a sustaining supporter. Or if you're not quite ready to make that jump to monthly donations, you could just give a one-time donation, see how it feels, and then you can always become a sustaining donor another day. But we thank everybody for their support of WGXC. Radio station means a lot to us, and we're really grateful to be able to have our program on the airwaves every week for 11 years. It's a long time. So who wants to get us started to talk about some books? Georgia, what did you want to talk about today?
Well, I always go first. Shouldn't someone else get the chance?
I don't think Jada's ready.
How about you? Are you ready?
Okay. So I have to live in suspense a little bit longer because my co-hosts both want me to go first. So I'm going to share the descriptions of a few books that are recent releases that I think sound very good that readers around the age of my co-hosts might find interesting. And since you don't know their age, they're tweens. So This is some middle grade fiction. So the first one I'm going to share is called Confessions of a Class Clown. It's by Ariane Costner. Here is the description. This middle school class clown's hilarious online videos might get thousands of views, but is fame worth the price of friendship? A heartfelt story with multiple perspectives about the challenges of social media. Meet Jack Reynolds. Making people laugh is his life's work. Jack's wacky MyTube channel is really starting to take off. The only problem is, for the truly epic posts, he needs a collaborator. And, well, he doesn't exactly have any friends. So Jack has to swallow his pride and join the new after-school club, Speed Friendshipping. But who would make the best partner in comedy? Brielle, Miss Perfect candidate for student body president? Mario, whose mom won't even let him have a smartphone? Or Tasha, the quiet, mysterious girl with a shaved head and a crocheted hat for every day of the week? One of these kids could help catapult Jack to internet fame or even become a true friend. But what will it cost him to go viral? This middle school novel explores themes of friendship, belonging, and the ways social media can put pressure on today's kids. I felt like the story sounded really fun, and it got really good reviews. It doesn't sound like the type of story that I normally read, but sometimes that's a good thing. Like, every once in a while, I like to read something different.
Yeah, definitely. Me too.
And I like the idea of a speed friendshipping club at their school.
Yeah, that's a pretty awesome...
I'm curious who he'll end up having as his co-host. And will they get along?
I suspect that will do the girl with the shaved head. I could see her being interesting.
Yeah. I wonder if he's going to, like, make his way through each option and something might go wrong or, like, how that's going to work out. So that's Confessions of a Class Clown by Ariane Costner. And that came out earlier this month, so it should be available to borrow through the library or from your local bookstore. Well, you can't borrow it from your local bookstore, but you can get it there. So the
borrow it from your local bookstore. Just go in and grab it before any employees see you.
Well, I guess I would not suggest borrowing a book from a bookstore without their permission, because that is stealing. We don't promote that here at Bound by Books. We love our local bookstores. We want to support them.
We love stealing.
No. Stop.
You got to give the people what they want to hear. I'm kidding.
All right. Dora just got case of the giggles.
I always do.
Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen as much of that on the show, but outside I'm always laughing.
Yeah, if you walk down the street and you see someone just laughing their head off, it's probably Georgia. But anyways, moving along to another book. Another recent release is New From Here by Kelly Yang, who wrote the book and the series for Front Desk, which I really loved. And here's the description. When the coronavirus hits Hong Kong, 10-year-old Knox Wei Evans's mom makes the last-minute decision to move him and his siblings back to California, where they think they will be safe. Suddenly, Knox has 2 days to prepare for an international move and for leaving his dad, who has to stay for work. At his new school in California, Knox struggles with being the new kid. His classmates think that because he's from Asia, he must have brought over the virus. At home, Mom just got fired and is panicking over the loss of health insurance. And Dad doesn't even know when he'll see them again, since the flights have been canceled. And everyone struggles with Knox's blurting things out problem. As racism skyrockets during COVID-19, Knox tries to stand up to hate while finding his place in his new country. Can you belong if you're feared? Can you protect if you're new? And how do you keep a family together when you're oceans apart? Sometimes when the world is spinning out of control, the best way to get through is to embrace our own lovable uniqueness. So that's New From Here by Kelly Yang.
I really want to read that. That sounds amazing. There are never any books set in COVID for my age group. It's not fair.
Yeah, I'm curious if there's like a stream of like books going to editors and agents around COVID, or if people are just kind of moving on. So I feel like with TV and movies, I feel like there were some that addressed it and some that were like, we'll address it for a little bit, and now we're going to live in this alternate universe where we pretend nothing's ever happened, which I think is fair.
Well, you can do that. none of the good shows for middle, like my age group, are about COVID. It's really annoying.
I wonder how much has to do with them filming in advance and not knowing like what stage of the pandemic we'll be in at the time that it's airing. So it's just easier to be like, we're in a different, like, alternate reality where this doesn't exist. I don't know. But yeah, so I thought that sounded really interesting. And I really like Kelly Yang. Front Desk was awesome. And so I'm excited to read this one. So that is also out at the moment. So you can check it out. And then I'll share one more, just more of an adventure story. It's called Pilar Ramirez and the Escape from Zafa. And it's by Julian Randall. And here is the description. 12-year-old Pilar Violeta Perp Ramirez's world is changing, and she doesn't care for it one bit. Her Chicago neighborhood is gentrifying, and her chores have doubled since her sister Lorena left for college. The only constant is Abuela and Mommy's code of silence around her cousin Natasha, who vanished in the Dominican Republic 50 years ago during the Trujillo dictatorship. When Pilar hears that Lorena's professor studies such disappearances, she hops on the next train to dig deeper into her family's history. After snooping around the professor's empty office, she discovers a folder with her cousin's name on it and gets sucked into the blank page within. She lands on Zafa, an island swarming with coconut-shaped demons, butterfly shapeshifters, and a sinister magical prison where her cousin is being held captive. Pilar will have to go toe-to-toe with the fearsome Dominican boogeyman El Cuco if she has any hope of freeing Natasha and getting back home. I like that it starts off as like every day and then she gets sucked into this like fantastical world based on like legends and myths. And
that's really funny because one of the main characters of the book that I'm going to share is named Natasha. If you are into graphic novels, you'll probably know this book. Do you have a guess, Emily?
Is it part of a series?
Yes.
Is it part of a series you've talked about on the radio?
Yes, it's the fourth.
So is it from the Awkward series? Or is it from the Terry Levinson? No. I'm curious to hear what it is.
So I'm sharing a book called Clash.
Oh, okay. The Kayla Miller series.
Yep.
It's you the love newest book those. In the
series. I've been wanting to read this for so long, but I had it on hold on Libby for 12 weeks, and there was no sight of it coming to me anytime in the next few months. So I bought it at my local bookstore, The Book Loft. It's in Great Barrington, and oh my gosh, it's an incredible bookstore.
Did you buy it from them? Did you buy it from them, or did you borrow it from them?
I bought it from them. The Book Loft is incredible. You've got to go. They have a great cookbook section, and they have so many good graphic novels. Oh my gosh, they're just amazing. They have amazing graphic novels, amazing books. They have a whole section for kids my sister's age, which is 4. So, yeah. Cool. And so this book is called Clash, and it's the fourth book in the series. It's by Kayla Miller, so I'll read the description. Olive, meet Natasha. There's a new kid in town. From the moment Natasha steps into class, it's clear she's one of the coolest kids in sixth grade. Everyone wants to be her friend, including Olive. But things might not be so easy. Olive tries her best to befriend Nat, but it seems like the only thing they have in common is that they both want to hang out with Olive's friends. Watching as Natasha gets closer with some of her best buds, Olive can't help worry that they're starting to like Nat more than her. And who could blame them? Nat is just that cool. And Olive is, well, just Olive. The New York Times best-selling author, illustrator Kayla Miller delivers a nuanced look at navigating middle school friendships and the importance of both empathy and respect.
That sounds really good.
And also, I'd like to share one more thing. So I started working on my own story.
Cool.
I'm typing it up. I've just only done one chapter of it, but it's going to be a compilation of stories, some fantasy, some more realistic, starring female characters.
Cool.
And it might change, but right now the title is Short Stories for Girls Who Wear Jeans. I think I'm just going to change it. I might just call it Short Stories. I don't know.
I like the title Short Stories for Girls Who Wear Jeans. I like that.
Thank you. So the first chapter is just about 2.5 paragraphs. So this first chapter is called Sia. I feel cold as I sink into my soft pillow. A sharp gust of wind shoots through the half-open window, grazing my freckled shoulders. One arm is flung off the side of my stiff bed, while the other is quietly resting on my stomach. I toss and turn for a while before giving up and crawling out of bed. Greasy strands of my honey blonde hair are hanging over my right eye, blocking its view. I then hear a faint voice, a yelling one. Two now. Three voices. I groggily slip on my sweatpants, then walk to my window. I stare below at the bustling streets of Manhattan, and I spot three awkward-looking men standing on the sidewalk. One is quite tall, about 7'6". He has a scraggly gray beard that reaches his shoulders. The second man has light blue hair almost completely shaved off. He has about 20 piercings on his face alone. The third man has curly red hair. His arms were stick-thin, yet somewhat muscular. We can't keep this going, says the third man. Be quiet, David. Harry and I know what we're doing, exclaims the first man. Yeah, listen to Rocky and me, yells Harry. I've heard enough. I shut the window and walk to my desk. I dig through my tall piles of newspaper, dating from 1999 to 2022. I find the issue from 3 weeks ago. I flip through it until I find the deaths. All the people die in the same place seconds after each other. Could it be?
Could it be?
It sounds like something that you would find in a library.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's got quite the cliffhanger.
Thank you. I think the beginning was better. I feel like I sort of was lazed out on the end, literally, because I wrote the end at like 8:30 p.m., so I was sort of tired. I might add a little to the end, you know, make it a little juicier, my old teacher would say. What my old teacher called adjectives. Juicy words.
I really like the way that you wrote it, like, not like only her doing stuff like, I lie down on my bed, I close the window, I look through newspapers. I like the way that you described it, like you said.
Yeah, it's very descriptive. I felt like I could really picture the whole scene.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing more of your stories. That's really cool. Before we move on to Jada, I do have a question for you, since you're somewhat of a Kayla Miller expert, or big fan at least. I'm wondering how this latest book compares for you to the other books.
I'd say that with a lot of series, the other ones aren't as good, but I definitely say that this lives up to them. My favorite in the series is probably Camp. That's the second book. That one's really good.
I still have to read more of that series. I know it's a favorite of yours.
What book are you on?
I've only read the first one, I think. Yeah, I only read the first one.
The second one is the best. Please read it.
Will do.
If you want, you could just tell me and I can swing by the third and fourth book by the library for you.
Well, we have them here, so I could always borrow them from the library. I just
borrow them from your own library.
I just have to prioritize reading them. So someday.
Right at my fingertips. Yeah.
Yeah. So Jada, what did you want to talk about today?
Actually, I'm writing it and I only have two words down, but I know what the story is. I'll just tell you. I'm working on it. It's a few paragraphs. It's kind of a funny horror. Not really horror, just a It's a mystery-ish thing. I'm not exactly sure what category yet, but anyway.
Is it a murder mystery?
No, not murder. She just got the character who kind of just got really sick, so appropriate for little kids, maybe. So anyway, it was 9 years since the youngest sister, Belle, found out that she had cancer. The oldest sister, June, was 14, and she was the one that was always going off romanticizing the whole affair. And then when she found out that she had cancer, she wrote the love letter to her last. Oh, knock it off, snapped the second oldest sister, March. March was 13 and always competing to be the smartest one with her older sister, June. And she was the one who brought June back from her long, long talks about romance, fantasy, and love, and Shakespeare. And the third sister was sitting quietly in a corner reading her book. That's me. Her name was Opal, and she was the one who missed her the most because she was about her age and always liked to play with her when the other two were fighting. Of course, she was really young then, so she hardly remembered her, but she did remember that they used to take care of each other when the other two were fighting and their mom and their dad were at work. For some reason, their mother and father thought that it was perfectly acceptable to leave four very young children at home, alone, in the middle of nowhere, because they lived in a very secluded place, forests all around, on the top of a hill. Anyway, June sighed. She remembered holding her little sister in her hands, cradling her, trying to get her to go to sleep because she was very talkative, babbling nonsense words. She didn't want to keep on fighting with her sister all the time. It reminded her of her youngest sister. It seemed like every time they were fighting when she was around, her youngest sister was always in between them, doing something to make them stop quarreling and start laughing, like making a silly face. When they were all thinking about these thoughts, they heard a creak. Mom's home! Dad! Belle would have run to the door when she was alive, so June decided to do that instead of her. When she got to the door, her mom and dad wasn't there. Instead, a ghostly shadow, about 11 years old, stood at the door.
Oh my gosh.
A finger when I'm writing them.
Oh, wait, that is Aaliyah screaming. Sorry. I thought that
was... No, it was the character screaming.
Was that the end?
No, that's the thing.
Okay. Oh, of the chapter. I was going to say, both of you have these, like, very cliffhangery stories.
No, I'm not done.
I do like a good cliffhanger. So,
I just need fun. To shift ages a little bit so that it makes more sense. Mm.
That's cool how you all are so creative, like between the two of you and Fatia, and I know Mashuda does some writing too.
That's why I want to start the writing club, and I'm going to start a graphic novel. So,
yeah, it'll be fun. Coming soon.
Sound better than comic books.
Well, thank you for sharing, Jada.
You're welcome.
Before we go for the day, we want to encourage everyone out there listening to support our lovely radio station, WGXC. It means so much to us and to our community, and we want to keep WGXC on the air. We're in the 11th year on the airwaves for WGXC.
I'm about the same age as WGXC.
And big news for this year is WGXC is going solar. Woo woo. So we'll be more sustainable than ever. Got a little dance routine going on that radio listeners can't see.
Party behind the scenes happening right here. Cha 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 cha. Woohoo.
Yes. Solar power inspires dancing and singing and partying. But we do need support to help keep WGXC on the air and keep radio shows like Bound by Books broadcasting throughout the region. And so for the pledge drive, we're trying to encourage listeners out there to donate to the radio station, to become sustaining donors for WGXC, where you give a set amount every month throughout the year. You can also do a one-time donation, but sustaining donors are an important part of our fundraising for WGXC. And so we're hoping we can convince someone out there listening to join as a sustaining donor. Or if you're a sustaining donor, maybe consider upping your monthly contribution in honor of Bound by Books. We would be so honored to bring in some support for our radio station on behalf of our show. To make a donation